Matthew chapter number 21. Matthew chapter number 21. My boys, when they were little, I had two sons, and when they were little, I'm probably the, up until they got grown and left home, the only pastor they had, and I'd preach to them and preach there at the church, and on our way home, their mother, Miss D, she'd always ask them, "What did Daddy preach on today?" Trying to get them to pay attention. They'd always say, "God." Every time. She'd ask them the next Sunday, and "What did Daddy preach on today?" "God." They just knew that if it was about God, if they could say God, it would hit somewhere in the message. Today, I want to preach on God. Amen. Chapter 21 in the book of Matthew, beginning with verse number 33. Stand with us when you find your place. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about, and digged a wine press in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took his servants and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, "They will reverence my son." But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance." And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? Yes. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O God. Again this morning, we come as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. Thank you, Lord, for these that are bowed with us. Father, I pray that if they be one in the midst of us that's not ever been saved, Lord, that maybe they've never been acquainted with the grace of God, Lord, I pray that today would be the day that the Spirit of God would convict them of their sins and the power of God would draw them to an altar of repentance. Lord, I pray today for their salvation. We ask you, dear Father, again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach, Lord, words to say. We ask you now to go with us and give us liberty for a little while. And Lord, I pray that you'd give us what we stand in need of. And what you do this morning, we'll be careful to thank you. And we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to talk about God this morning. And I know that that subject, you can't ever get it all out because God is too big. But there's a few things that I want to talk about him about in this text. Now, you notice that Jesus said in verse 33, "Hear another parable." Now, he's talking to the Pharisees and the chief of Pharisees here, and he had been talking to them because of their unbelief in who he was. And they began to talk about more and more. It's almost as if the Pharisee has had enough. And now Jesus is saying, "I want to tell you about another parable." As far as I know, this was the last one. And now he begins to talk to them about themselves and about God. And you know, God is a big subject this morning. And the plan of God is an amazing plan. It stretches from the beginning all the way through to the book of Revelation, when the Lord Jesus comes and gets us and takes us home for eternity. That's an amazing plan.
for the human race, for every individual. Amen. The Bible said that God, his Father, has plans for you. Every person that's ever been born into the world has a purpose and a plan that God has for every individual. I'm glad that as a 16-year-old boy, that I was pressed into that plan, saved by the grace of God, and it was revealed unto me my very purpose. My purpose in life was not to own houses and lands and cattle and become a great name down here, but it was to serve Him and to worship Him. And I'm thankful this morning that He pressed me into the plan of God. Amen. And revealed to me His plan. We would have never known God or how to have known God had it not been for Him coming down from heaven on earth that He might present Himself through His Son to you and I. What a blessing that is. What a blessing it was. And for God to step out and for us to get to know Him. Amen. We would have never known Him. But God had a plan and a purpose for every individual here. The Bible said now in this plan included a people. The Bible said that God had chosen Him a people. We call them Jews today. They were the Hebrew people. And God had worked through the Old Testament times and He gave unto them a law. He made of them a great nation and gave them a law and made them a great people. And He was known in them and by them. What a plan. Amen. And He gave them a law and that they might take that law and live by that law. But I want you to know this morning that that people failed God. Amen. And they failed. God knew that they were going to fail Him. The very best that they could do, they could not live that law. And the Bible tells us. And so the Bible said because of that, He created Himself a new nation. He calls that nation the church, a holy nation. Amen. And in that nation, now this was all included in the plan of God. You notice the Bible said that He's the husbandman. First of all, I want you to know about God. Four or five things here in this text that'll help us to character God. The first of all is the fact that God is God. Amen. And besides Him, there is none other. And that God owns everything. He is the owner of everything. I want you to know this morning that the things that you possess, they're not really yours. They belong to God. Everything belongs to God. There's not one thing that you're going to carry with you when you leave this world. It'll be passed down to the next man, and they'll borrow it for a little while. Even your children, they're not possessions. Amen. The Lord blesses our homes with children, but they belong to God. We're just in there, they're in our home for just a little while, but give them back to God. Amen. They belong to Him. The Bible tells us that that a certain householder which planted a vineyard, he hedged about it, he digged it, and wine pressed. He put a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. So we know this morning that God ultimately, He owns the nation of the Jews, and He owns the church, and He owns you and I. He purchased us with His own blood. He bought us. We're no longer our own, but we belong to Him. Praise the Lord. It's His church, the Bible said. He loves His church, and He gave Himself for it. Amen. He gave His own life, amen, and His life's blood to purchase the church today. And God is over it all. And the Bible tells us now that He lent that vineyard out to a certain husbandman, and more than one husbandman. And He lent it out to them. He had made it exactly like He wanted it. The Bible said that He planted it. He hedged it round about. He put a wine press in it and he put a tower in it. It needed nothing else. All he did was place them in it. Amen. And it was never their plan. It was always his plan. It was never their vineyard. It was always his vineyard. Amen. And, but they took that vineyard, and they felt like they were going to possess what belonged to God. And I want you to know, religion is a terrible evil in our world today. And it places men above other men. And we see that every day. And a religion can become corrupt in our world. And there are literally preachers today that owns the church buildings. And the monies that the church gives for their offerings go to the preacher. And they claim the building. They claim the church. And I'm telling you this morning, the church does not belong to the pastor. It belongs to God. Amen. And so now, the Bible tells us, now there's many religions that are set up today that have made men millions and have exalted men. And we see them on television all the time, and where preachers are owning mansions and they own their own jets and their limousines, and they have bodyguards all around them. And that's never in the scriptures. And they become possessive over God's vineyards. Amen. And so now we're setting something straight this morning, that this all belongs to God. Amen. And it's never intended to be given to anyone else. It belongs to God. Now the Bible then says that he lent that out to the husbandman and went into a far country. He lays the law down. He gives them a law. He tells them to obey that law. He tells them to take those commandments and to live by them. And he gives them the commandment that when I come back, I'm expecting to find fruit in the vineyard. Yeah. And I want you to know that the law could produce fruits. Amen. And it sure could. It could. And that's what he was looking for, that it would produce fruits in the lives of those that lived under the law. But I want you to know they could not live that law. And therefore, when the husbandman comes back, there is no fruit. The Lord is looking for fruit, amen, in his inheritance. That's what he's looking for in our lives this morning, that we might bear fruit. He said he's the vine and we're the branches, and he wants us to bear fruit. And he said, I come to prune those branches that they might bear more fruit, and a spiritual fruit, and that God, when he comes, will find faith on the earth when he comes. Amen. But you notice, not only is God over his vineyard, you notice that God is patient in his vineyard. God has a lot of patience. The Bible said the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. When he sent these servants there to check them out and to get that fruit that has been produced, the Bible said that he had sent these servants to gather that fruit, part of that fruit, not all of it, but a part of it. And after all, they were sharecroppers, and they were going to get to keep some, but the husbandman wanted the rent money for the vineyard. And the Bible said they were not willing to give any fruit back to the owner of the vineyard. And so the Bible said that he sent servants there, and they beat one and killed another and stoned another. And so the patience of God and the long suffering of God, the Bible said again, amen, again. I'm glad he's a God of again, ain't you? I'm glad he's a God of a second chance, a long suffering God towards us, were in that his will is that none perish. perish, but that all come to repentance. And so he said again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. You'll find in the Bible where God sent them prophet after prophet. There was Isaiah and Amos, and there was Joel and Jeremiah, and all of the great prophets, John the Baptist, had come again and again. He kept sending them men to preach to them, to turn them back to the God, and that they might bear fruit, and the patience of God. And oh, I'm glad this morning for the patience of God. I tell you, he could have withdrawn their breath, and the whole human race been plunged off into hell. But he had mercy. God is long-suffering and patient, that we don't, none of us perish. But then you note the love of God. The Bible said, but last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. I'm going to tell you, if that's not love, I don't know what is. Amen. What he ought to have done was just cut them off. Just completely cut them off. That's what he should have done. But he has mercy on us. Amen. He sent his son into the world. Now let me stop right here just a minute. We live in a different dispensation than they lived in the Old Testament days. And they rejected God. They rejected God's son when he came into the world. For God has so loved them that he gave his only begotten son. He said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who can fathom the love of God? It's much higher, amen. It's much deeper, much wider than man can ever comprehend. Who can comprehend the love of God? I don't know if we can ever understand the bigness of God's love. Amen. I don't know that we'll ever understand it, because it is who God is. God is love. Amen. And he sent his only son that they might reverence him. But the Bible said they killed the son. Peter charged the Jew with murder in the book of Acts. He told them that they had killed the Lord of glory. He charged them with his murder. Although we know this morning that the Lord Jesus come to die for our sins on the cross of Calvary. But he charged them how they murdered God's son. This, and the Bible said, but when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. That's a picture of Calvary. Amen. When you look at a Calvary, you find the ending of the dispensation of the Old Testament at Calvary. And you find the beginning of a new day. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he said, take me to the cross and kill me. He said, but 3 days later, he said, I'll raise again. Hallelujah. Into a brand new day. And a different day. And that it not only included the Jew, but it'll include the whole world. Hallelujah. How we know how that God is just and God is judge. And God is judgment. Amen. He judged them lacking, and therefore taking away from them the kingdom of God. And he gave unto the Gentile, and he gave to the spiritual, amen, the saved by grace, the kingdom of God. And the Bible said, and he said, therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. You remember how I said to you that he was looking for fruits, but they had none. Amen, they had none. But he gave that. He took that away from that nation. And he said, I'd give it to another nation. That included you. That included me. Amen. And the fruits today, they're not fruits that you see with the natural eye, but they're spiritual fruits that bring him glory and that brings him honor. Amen. He is God. Hallelujah. And he's worthy of all praise. And he brings them unto himself. And he says, whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. Their judgment had come. The final hour had come. In Romans chapter number 11, he said he provoked them unto jealousy, that they got angry. You remember? They got angry at God. And he turned to the Gentile. And he grafted them in. That strange branch. Amen. He had grafted them into the kingdom of God. That they might bring forth fruit. Church, we're here today because of God. Amen. We're here today pressed into the plan of God to bring forth fruit, to show forth His glory, to show forth His honor and reverence in our world today. I want you to know we're here for a short time. And what we do this morning, how we've got to hurry. Amen. That we might bear fruit, the fruits of righteousness, the fruits of the Spirit of God, that it might bring Him glory in these last days. He said, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father that's in heaven. Amen. It's all about God. It's always been about God. Even when His Son came into the world, He said, I come to do Thy will, O God. He come to do the Father's will. He said in the garden, not my will be done, but thine be done. It's always been God's will, and it's always been about God. And it always will be about God. This morning, church, He said, let your light so shine among men that they'll see your good works, your fruits that you bear. And they see the fruits that you bear, and they glorify God in you. Amen. They glorify God in you. That you don't get glory, but the God of all heavens gets glory in our life. God. God is God. God owns everything. Everything. You try to possess what God has given you, and you'll lose it. You'll lose it. It doesn't belong to you. It's only given to you for a short time. I'm reminded, one of these days I'll pay my house off.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm reminded it's not mine.
Amen.
It's not mine. It'll be somebody else to move in it when I move out of it.
Amen.
It belongs to God.
Hey,
and I give Him honor and glory for that. But at any given time, He could just take it away.
Yeah,
He can.
Right.
It belongs to Him.
Amen.
And He can give it who He wants to. He took the kingdom from Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes,
he took it from him and gave it to somebody else. He took the kingdom from Belshazzar and gave it to the Medes and Persians.
Yes.
He sets up. He sets up and He brings down.
Yes.
He puts in and He takes out.
Yes.
He is in the affairs of men.
Amen.
And He's in the affairs of your life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's God, and beside Him is none other.
Amen.
His throne is in heaven, and His footstool is on earth.
Amen. Amen.
He's God, the Bible tells us, without beginning and without ending. Who can find Him? Who can know Him?
Yeah.
Amen. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He's God.
Amen.
There's never been a time where He's ever had to have a funeral.
Right.
Amen. He's God.
Yeah.
Amen. Where were we when He hung the moon?
Yeah.
Where were we
Amen.
When He threw the stars in the sky?
Yeah.
Where were we when He lit the sun? And He's let everything be at His own time. And the Bible said, where were we at when He set the borders of the sea?
Amen.
The sea comes only as far as it can come. And God says, it's enough.
Yes.
Amen. Where were we?
Yeah.
Did God ever console to us what He was going to do? No. He's God.
Amen.
We need to get Him lifted up.
Yes.
He's God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Put Him first. Thank God. He's forever. And give Him glory and praise and honor for it all.
Amen.
He's God. He's God.
Amen.
time, he can withdraw your breath. He can withdraw my breath. Did you know we're only one heartbeat away from stepping into eternity?
Amen.
All he's got to do is stop that heartbeat, and we're gone. We're gone.
Amen.
He's God.
Yes.
He's God. I'm afraid sometimes we don't reverence who he really is. For the fear of God bringeth knowledge. Brings knowledge to us. When we begin to recognize who he is in the light of who we are, and we see God high and lifted up as Isaiah saw him when Uzziah died. He said, I saw the Lord, amen, high and lifted up.
Amen.
I'm afraid the church this morning of the living God doesn't exalt him in his rightful place. He's God.
Yes.
Amen. He's God. Yes. Beside him, there's none other.
That's right.
God loved you enough, amen, to come into this world robed in flesh.
Yes.
You know why? Because we could have never saw him and lived. We could have never put our eyes on him and lived. So he robed him in flesh so we could see him.
Amen.
We could handle him.
Amen.
Amen. And that he would dwelt among us and walk with us. And God would speak to man directly as he spoke to the apostles and the church. And they walked with him on the seashores of Galilee. And they heard his voice when he said, peace, be still. And he calmed the storm. Amen. And when he walked up to the blind man and he said, see. And the blind man saw. That's God. That's God. Amen. When they walked up to the crippled man and said, take your bed and get out of here. And he takes up his bed from the pool of Bethesda and he leaves the pool. That's God. When he takes the ear of the deaf man and he plugs it and says, hear. And a man comes hearing. That's God. Amen. When he walks out on the Red Sea and the Bible said he parts the sea and he blows all night long with the east wind. Did you know Jesus is coming in the east? He took the east wind all night long and blew on the sea bottom, and it was dry, and they walked across on dry ground. That's God. Brother, as he laid down and rested in the river of Jordan and the waters heaped up, that's God. It's all about God. This morning, do you know him? Do you see him? Do you know him? Would you love to know him? He owns everything. God is patient, long-suffering, but he's judge and justice. He's love. He can be yours if you'll have him this morning, if you'll come to him. I want you to know when heaven and earth is all gone away, he'll still be God.
Amen.
Let's stand this morning.